going in.
We some athletes, at six elephant drum out the backseat. Actually, making a headshot, that deep. It's over the bill, hobo packs dragging through Maxfield. You lack still the clock of the Mac wheel. Around the morning slippers, making a deal. Judge wanna send me up the hill like Jack Jill. We catch you like Julie York. We dance with pants, white prints off of Louis scarf. Lost Burke in the old nugget, looking like movie stars. My store, the lineup got five shooting guards. You smoothly on price down bikers, Pucci overalls. Look like scars on a life up. Break dancing in the mess hall. Put the knife up. Where's the old Kennedy at? I might wife her. Hold hands on the rack yard. I'll be home soon. Came through stretch 9-11 off the shoulder. Sounded like Chucky up in sex. I got dope moves. Wiping bricks off the same stove. We cook soul food. Rocking on Mason. Gracious. Beloved by the free base. Spacing. You back in the hood. Hide your name in them statements. Deputy dude died. Your brains on the pavement. Not in the shoebox. The Ronnie fake A6. Send a tongue emojis, wanna taste it. My double law got time for tracing it. Used to rock Figaro, chain and Movado. Now it's Duplo, suntans from Cabo. Focus on new goals, squares in the Tahoe. We making these 3,000 maps, we be Rallo. Red boat, fat look like Lotto. Scores on number Queen, button up, I look like Pablo. West Lane, Michael Mary, 34 Flacos. I don't know who did this, so I shot both.
Conductor, we have a problem.
You checking out DJ Rampage, the Flatbush Kingpin.
Talk your shit show.
Back on Atlanta State Radio Network, Sirius XM, channel 141, HUR Voices. I have a very special guest on the line with us today. Anyone that listens to this show knows that this is a Griselda house. We've been rocking with Griselda for a long, long time. We play DJ Rampage, shout out to my producer, plays a lot of Griselda on this show. And we have an opportunity to have one of their up-and-coming talents. Really, this young brother is one of the best that I've heard in the industry in a long time, and I don't give that up easy. He's multi-talented, can spit those 16s, but can also sing. His storytelling is so vivid. So we all know about West Side Gun. We know about Benny. We know about Conway. But I want to introduce Stove God Cooks. But I want to introduce Brother Tom Sose. The talented brother, man. You can hear him on some of the recent work, some of the recent albums that West Side Gun has put out. He also has his own catalog. You can catch him on YouTube. But I wanted to bring Brother Tom Sose to the show, man. It is so great to have you on the program. Like I said before we got started, I'm a personal fan of your work, man. It's just very uplifting. It's vivid imagery, the storytelling, the way that you comprise your work, and the ability to both rap and sing. So it's great to have you on the show.
I appreciate it. I'm honored to be here, man. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. So we'll get right in. You know, first and foremost, like I said, we appreciate having you. Your background is very unique within the hip hop space. I mean, you sing, you got the bars, but you also talk about that trap, and that's just a very rare element that you see in this industry. Someone that's been following hip hop for 40 years, basically my whole life. How did you get started in the industry? Where did you find out that you had those talents? Because the person that can sing like you sing, maybe they sang in church growing up, but then you also have the element where you have the bars. When did you realize that you could do multiple things, and kind of who were your influences when you first got into the game?
Well, man, I don't know how true it is, but I don't think my mom would lie about this. She said I said my first rap when I was 3 years old.
Man.
So, you know, it was just kind of cool. The hip hop has always been around for my family. You know, my mom and my dad, you know, late 90s, early 90s, you know, they were street pharmacists, for lack of better words. So I always grew up around the culture. You know, us being black in America, my grandma was there a lot. So went to church with her. You know, my nana's from Mississippi. So that's kind of where some of the musical influence came from between my parents and then going to church with my nana. Hip hop, I can say early, from what I remember, is just like being around the house, Eazy-E, Bone Thugs and Harmony, of course, Jay-Z, Biggie, Pop, Lauryn Hill. My mom loved Lauryn Hill. There a lot of R&B influence as well. And then, you know, like I said, the church influence. I'm a musician. I play multiple instruments. But, you know, going to church with Nana wasn't enough to keep me from being outside. But it did cultivate me as an artist, as a person, as a musician. I'm grateful for that for sure.
Now, you said you play multiple instruments. What instruments do you play? And did you take formal lessons? Did you learn by ear? Did you actually have a teacher? How did you learn to play those instruments?
Yeah, I started off just sitting behind instruments. Started with the piano. My nana had bought me a Casio John, and it had the Celine Dion song from the Titanic, "My Heart Will Go On." Or something. Yeah. It was like one of the preset songs in there, and I would just like play along with it. I was training my ear without even realizing it. Then probably around, I want to say like 9-10 years old. My granddad, he played bass, and he put a bass in my hand, and from that became my love. Like, bass guitar is probably my favorite instrument. That's the most fluent instrument I play. I play everything, but bass guitar is for sure my weapon of choice.
I've been a big fan of Griselda, as I stated to open the interview and the segment. I've been a huge fan of Griselda for years. I remember the first time I heard a Griselda John, I'm a huge Pete Rock fan. Pete Rock has been on this show, and I'm like a Pete Rock disciple. I play a lot of his instrumentals, have followed his work since, 1990, back in the Heavy D days. And Pete Rock had the Rex Ryan song with Conway, West Side Gunn. I'm trying to think. I think Rock Marciano was on that joint. And I had never heard of Griselda, and because it was on Pete Rock's page, I listened to the Rex Ryan, and then I went and looked it up, and I went to Apple iTunes and downloaded it. Next thing I knew, I had 30 Griselda albums, between the whole click in my iPhone. So I'm a huge fan. This is a huge Griselda house. How did you end up signing with them? I know that you're from Buffalo, and they're really putting Buffalo on the map and the whole coalition. But how did you end up signing with Griselda?
Man, a miracle. A miracle, to be honest, a miracle. I had dropped the project. So you can't find any of it now. But before I got signed, I had, I want to say like 6 to 8 projects out.
Okay.
And I had dropped a project November 11th, 2022. And that was a Friday. I woke up Monday morning around 4 a.m., and West Side Gunn had hit me and was like, peace, I'm on my way to Buffalo. I want to meet you. And I was just like, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. If you listen to Health Science, pinch me. I'm dreaming. It's just, I couldn't believe it at all. And, he got to Buffalo. We sat and talked. And it was just crazy because prior to that, I don't think West had no idea I even walked the earth. So it's just like, being a lover of hip hop, being a lover of the culture, it just made sense to be signed to Griselda. And that was a dream of mine. And it just unfolded that way. It's divine, man.
Tell us about Buffalo, man. What's in the water up in Buffalo that allows Griselda to come out with 20 different bangers? So much talent.
Hey, man, it must be God in the water, bro. Buffalo, it's a beautiful place. It's bittersweet, man, because it's just, y'all love Griselda, man. So there's the East Side Buffalo stuff that they rap about. It's facts. It's 100% facts. But Buffalo is such a beautiful city. It's one of our nicknames is the City of Good Neighbors. And that's true. It couldn't be a truer name. But on the flip side, it gets bad here. It gets real bad here. But it's just one of those places where you mind your business and mind you. But I wouldn't trade it. Man, there's no place in the world like Buffalo. The best food, the best music. It's just the fashion, everything. Buffalo is really its own world, man. You can see a lot of the influence from Buffalo in the world today, you know, outside of the Griselda camp, even the influence artists like Rick James from Buffalo, you know, it's just different. It's just different. It's the city of the underdog, you know, look at the Buffalo Bills. It's a beautiful place, man. I love it. It's home.
And that's a great segue. You know, this is a sports talk and hip hop crossover show. So we love to bring in hip hop artists and ask them about what they feel is going on in the NBA, what's going on in the NFL, whatever their favorite local sports team is. You mentioned the Bills Mafia right now is the Vegas favorite to win the Super Bowl. Josh Allen coming off of MVP. What are your thoughts on the Buffalo Bills going into training camp pretty soon and what they're looking like for this year, looking to break through and win their first Super Bowl?
You know, man, being from Buffalo, I try not to talk about the Bills. We get closer and closer every year. I pray that this is the year. But every year, next year is always the year. Right. So we going to see what happens. I got faith in my boys, though. We looking good. We looking great. And we'll see. I hope everybody is right, you know, being the Vegas favorites. I think it's about time.
Yeah, one thing about the Bills fan base, y'all some crazy balls, man. You know, jumping through tables and all the stuff that you do at Highmark Stadium. What I think is ill is when they have the snowstorm, you know, lake effect snow, people from Buffalo actually show up and help shovel the stadium so that they can play games.
Sure.
Like it's an amazing fan base that deserves a winner. And I haven't done my NFL predictions yet, but I think this is probably going to be the best look that the Bills have at a Super Bowl in recent memory. I mean, you're coming off Josh Allen, the MVP. He's kind of shown that he can hang with Mahomes. And, you know, I think you have Josh Allen, you have Mahomes, you have Lamar Jackson, you have three great quarterbacks in the AFC. Mm-hmm. But I like Buffalo's chances this year a lot more than I liked in previous years. As we close, and if you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Brother Tom Sose from Griselda. Catch him on some of the new features. He's on some West Side Gun albums. He has a couple features with Benny the Butcher. He has a fantastic catalog on YouTube that you could check out. We always, when we bring in an artist, man, we always want to give them a chance to plug their work. This is Howard University Radio Networks, so we're based out of Washington, D.C. I know that you have a concert coming up in D.C. towards the end of the summer. Tell us about what you have going on. The streets are saying that you have an album that's coming out that's in the works with Griselda. I don't know if you're able to really expound on that because I understand the industry and the business side. But do you have any new projects coming out? Where are you touring this summer? How can the listeners tap in with you and definitely download some of that fire that you've been putting out?
Nah, for sure. First, y'all could tap in everywhere. Brother Tom Sose, Brother Scout, Brother Tom, T-O-M, Sose, S-O-S, Brother Tom Sose. As far as new music, it's on the way. The streets is talking and the streets are right. I got an album. My Griselda debut is on the way. Mm. You know, it's just West Side Gun. If anybody is familiar with his work, that man is a genius, a master curator, a man of faith, and a believer in divine timing. So, there's no rushes when it's on the way. Like, it's really on the way. So we almost there. I'm grateful. As far as the shows, without saying too much, I will say first stop is Washington, D.C., September 2nd at Songbird. So if y'all familiar with the area, tap in, get your tickets. I'm presented by Open Gym USA. I'm grateful. This is my first show in the DMV area. I personally love DC, and I'm excited to get in there, get mixed with the culture, and just make memories and history, you know, keep pushing this Griselda flag forward.
Griselda, by Fashion Rebels.